What we are talking is about the spiritual dawning that is taking place as ever more of you become aware of their true nature and the presence of the universal laws that apply to all life forms throughout the whole of creation. As soon as the number of awakened ones has reached a certain critical point, their energies will be pulling those of the unawakened ones with them upwards and forwards on the evolutionary spiral of life. And as you know by now, nothing can happen on the outer plane of earthly life unless it was first created on the inner levels. That which is taking place manifests itself in the world around you. Bear this in mind when you reflect on the many earthquakes and other disasters of recent times. Each one of them is an indication that another major shift of consciousness is in progress on the inner levels. Extract from Witnessing Evolution. Under the influence of the higher powers who at any given time are working on behalf of us and our world, it does not take over long in universal terms until everybody who is taking part in one particular experience starts to walk down the path the pioneers and wayfinders have trodden for them. Naturally, this applies as much to lessons of a positive as a negative nature. But as soon as the thoughts and actions of sufficient numbers of us are working in positive and constructive ways with the forces of light on the inner level of life, ever-increasing amounts of these energies are created. This continues until they have become powerful enough to absorb all remaining traces of the dark and destructive elements in us and our world. They are then transformed into blessing and healing energies for all life. True prayer. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in The Achievements of Prayer, Stella Polaris, April, May 2017. Did you know that there is such a thing as true prayer? If you are now asking yourself whether some eons prayers are ineffective until they have learned to access the power of this kind of prayer, rest assured that every sincere request is a true and effective one. The best way of praying in our view is with the simplicity of a child's heart. Before God, that is what you truly are, after all. Children on the whole still have the ability to trust completely. Their prayers come from their hearts and go straight to God, whatever this means to them, and that depends on into which civilization they were born in their present lifetime. However, the understanding of the concept of God has for some time been in the process of changing, as increasing numbers of you are becoming aware that there is only one God. Generally speaking, for praying truly, it is not necessary for human beings to wait until they have become initiates or even be particularly highly evolved. Simplicity, genuine humility, and sincerity are the three most important factors in this context. Always bear in mind that prayer is a very powerful instrument, so consider very carefully what and how you wish to pray for anything specific. The best way of praying is by asking for something very simple, for example, that the inflow of God's love and light should constantly increase into everything taking part in earthly life. The finest way of praying is not for yourself but so that others may be blessed and healed with the help of your loving thoughts and words. So, dear friends, together let us pray for the divine spark of God to awaken ever more human hearts and for the blessing and healing of all humankind, the whole of your world and all other worlds and beings. Naturally, when all life is healing, you cannot help doing the same. At the end of your prayer, resign everything to God with the words, "May these things be done not my way, great White Spirit, but thine. Into thy loving keeping I place all those I love, and that is everybody. May thy will be done on the earth as much as anywhere else in the whole of creation." And this is the essence of another teaching that reached me through the White Eagle Lodge's Monday Thought, 3rd of April 2017, when I had just completed the above item. When you sit devotedly in meditation and contemplation and open your heart to the inflow of the divine love, it is possible to become so raised in consciousness that you may be able to see the angels. Hand in hand with God and the angels, each one of you will eventually reach this state of ecstasy and glory. It is a spiritual gift, and this developing and bringing forth the divine fear through the love in your heart is every human being's goal. Developing the sixth sense or psychic power is as nothing compared with it. When your soul can see the angelic hosts, you are dwelling in the abode of Christ, your true home. We are not decrying psychic gifts, but in the natural course of evolution they eventually come for every human being. These gifts have their place, but they are very ordinary and by no means the be-all and end-all of anything. No, one should be content with developing them and then remain on that level. It is necessary for each one of you to reach beyond it to ever higher and eventually the highest levels of life. White Eagle on Saturn and Patience. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides on patience. Saturn is the planetary ruler of Capricorn and the 10th house, and also the traditional co-ruler of Aquarius. This planet is sometimes presented as Old Father Time, and when looked at from the right perspective, time is one of humankind's best teachers. In earthly life it will always be your master, and it can be an unpleasant one. But this only applies for as long as you perceive life with the limited vision of your small earthly self. The likelihood is that you are taking part in Saturn's wisdom at this very moment. The influence of its energies causes delays and frustrations that may test you to the utmost, as Saturn is very strict with his students in the school of earthly life. Under his supervision, hurried lessons, hasty sums and superficial essays are not allowed. Saturn insists that the right time is given for every lesson. That is why time is one of the most irksome forms of discipline that has to be endured for as long as you dwell on the earth plane. But on the upside, the Saturnian energies provide you with the determination to work your way one small step after another towards a distant goal. They equip you with the desire to try and try again. Through this your endeavors get better and more perfect all the time, and when they are ready to be presented and shared with your world, they are likely to be crowned with success. Saturn's rewards can be great, when they come. And they surely will, for those who patiently plod on. So muster yourself with patience and remind yourself that you are taking part in one of the most essential lessons for every soul on their pathway of spiritual development. That is how Saturn in the end brings true, that is spiritual wealth to every human soul. Think of this beneficence and refuse to see anything malefic. Instead, remind yourself frequently that all of you have a great deal to thank Saturn for, and that at any given time. True, the influence of this planet's energies makes people come across as somewhat cold and too earth-bound. This serves the wise higher purpose of holding things up and delaying the actions of those who in previous lifetimes hot-headedly rushed into things prematurely without due foresight and caution. This behavior pattern is typical for the fire signs, Aries of the head, Leo of the heart and Sagittarius of the spirit. People who have been affected by this in one or several of their past lifetimes, hand in hand with the wise ones in charge of you in our world, choose a pathway in which Saturn is prominent, for example with the Sun or Moon in conjunction, opposition or square to Saturn. This forces people to move through life with great caution, whenever they are tempted to rush into things. Saturn says, "No. You are here to learn how to proceed slowly and patiently, if need be trying time and again before you can succeed. If you persevere, you will." Anyone who sees this as unpleasant and resents it needs to be reminded that it is unwise to ignore the lessons of a venerable, gracious and wise teacher. And as Go, ruler of Aquarius, the Saturnian energies will be providing your world and ours the necessary strength and stamina, determination and perseverance for bringing Mother Earth's new golden age into being. Saturn's main task during your earthly sojourns consists of teaching the self-mastery that is needed to control the urges and desires of humankind's lower animal nature. After the Aquarian Age, from approximately 1900 AD, 4100 AD, we shall be moving into the age of Capricorn, which will last until about 6300 AD. Capricorn is Saturn's own sign, where its energies are particularly strong and in the right hands can express themselves in the most positive and constructive ways. This will be helpful for the unfoldment of the new golden age in all its splendor. How great thou art, O great white spirit, and how wise! We thank thee and bless thee, establishing God's kingdom on earth. The following is the essence of a message from the White Eagle group of spirit guides on the theme of surrender. It appeared in one of the reader's letters of Stella Polaris, August, September 2017. For doing your share of establishing God's kingdom on the earth, your small earthly self freely and willingly needs to surrender its whole being to the highest forces of life. This does not mean entering into a state of apathy. On the contrary, it consists of the willingness to stand up and be counted as one of the healers and light bringers of your world, whose consciousness is rooted in the strong inner certainty that all life rests safely in the hands of God and the angels. Irrespective of what may still have to happen on the earth plane, you not merely believe but know with utter conviction that everything will work out well in the end. The main requirements for this pathway are conducting your life in healthy and wholesome ways, and learning to control your emotions and the stilling of your earthly mind. The best way of dealing with and overcoming that which is evil in your world is by spreading the spiritual knowledge and wisdom we are bringing you. This needs to continue until the last person on earth has become aware of God's true nature and their own, and the working of the universal laws and how it affects all life forms throughout the whole of creation. Encourage those with whom you are sharing your knowledge that they do the same with what they are receiving, and that with as many people as possible. Without making a contribution towards dissolving that which is bad, evil and ugly in your world in the light of God's sacred wisdom and truth, your efforts could never amount to more than a mere scratching of the surface of removing the evil that is caused by people's ignorance of their true nature and the higher purpose of why they are on the earth. When you share your spiritual knowledge with as many as possible, you are making a very real and valid contribution to the process of evolution and growth that constantly seeks to remove bad conditions and replace them with good, right and beautiful ones. Aspiring healers and light-bringers need to add their own insights that come to them intuitively from their inner teacher to the information received from us and other trustworthy sources. Through this, humankind's store of God's wisdom and truth on the earth will constantly be increasing. And when everybody does their share of distributing God's light that is thus received, it will not take long until the last remnants of the darkness of earthly ignorance have been absorbed into it. Please, dear friends, do not think of any spiritual writings as set in concrete to last forever. This includes the sacred texts of the religions of your world and any teachings that were given by us earlier. Spiritual knowledge is always meant to be enlarged and enhanced by the fresh revelations that are reaching you and your world from the angels and us. We spirit guides and helpers are merely the servants of those on the higher and highest levels of life. We are their channels of communication, the same as you are, and we can only pass on to you whatever they are giving us. Generously share the knowledge that comes to you with anyone who is receptive for it in the circle of your family and friends around your world. Ask them to share with those around them, so that they too can spread the news that all is well with your world and that many good things are in store for anyone who willingly contributes to the movement that takes all of you ever closer to the new golden age of peace and prosperity on the earth. Refuse to worry about souls who are too young and inexperienced to understand, for in due course they will be removed from earthly life. They will be spending their future lifetimes on a much younger planet, where their spiritual development will continue there. Through this they will be assisting their new home planet with its evolution, the same as you have been doing with Mother Earth for a very long time indeed. Having received their initial training as human beings there, The young ones will take their earthly personalities and the karma they have created thus far with them. Be the Christ Star. The now follows the essence of another teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in Stellar Polaris August, September 2017 under the heading, The Gentle Brother. All human beings in earthly life, as well as those who are presently resting and recuperating in our world, are born of God's infinite and eternal, all, loving, giving and forgiving spirit. It is the same spirit that manifests itself in the beauty of nature, the power of the elements as well as in all human beings. At least potentially each one of you possesses every one of its characteristics and powers, and also the ability to create without restrictions and boundaries. Do not allow the mind of your small frightened earthly selves to get in the way of your overall vision of life and how you think about it. In your daily lives and contacts, whether you are working or resting, and even in dream time, do your best to move beyond the restrictions that your existence in physicality places upon you. The way any one of you perceives things is always a question of consciousness, and because the power of thought is mighty, whether you are as yet aware of this or not, what you think that is what you are and will become. Now, in your imagination, create a Christ Star with its blazing light radiating into your world. You are in the center of this star, for in truth each one of you is the star. From your hearts, loving or otherwise, the vibrations of your consciousness are constantly flowing into and penetrating the ethers that surround you. And that is the place where those who have developed the ability to rise above the concerns of earthly life, receive God's power and love, courage and strength that knows no malfunctions. And because God is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient, He unfailingly knows the way of all things and the answers to every question you may ever care to ask. Wise ones trust that with God all things really are possible. They appreciate that God not only dwells within the innermost core of their own being and fills every cell and atom of their whole being, but also everybody else's. The realization that you are God, the point within the circle at the center of the blazing Christ Star, will help you to find the peace of mind and the deep inner peace you could never find in the past. Having found them, you are filled with divine love and experience firsthand how it expresses itself in earthly life. Every one of your thoughts, words and actions is now motivated by the Christ Spirit of the living God within you, the light of the sun above and beyond the sun in the sky above you. The collective light of the whole of humankind is the sun, daughter of the great Father, mother of all life. The human love for the whole of God's creation and everything within it is this light that manifests itself in your love for nature and everything that is good, right and beautiful, and also for music and the music contained in words carefully chosen and strung together like precious strings of pearls. The divine love makes you tolerant towards other people's beliefs and their ways of life. You become ever more compassionate and uncritical, kind and loving, and have no longer any problems seeing the good that is contained in everything. You instinctively follow your inner guidance and intuitively know the best course of action in any given moment. The six-pointed star is a symbol of the Christ Star. It represents human intelligence when spirit and matter are working together in perfect harmony and balance. This star has a powerful vibration and its sound is part of the music of the spheres. Loving God's way is only distantly related with what in earthly life is frequently called love with its passions and desires. The more your Christ nature takes over its earthly counterpart, the more easily flows the light of your joint compassion and beauty, wisdom and love into the world around you. Alas, to this day many in earthly life are still surrounded by a kind of barrier that acts like a dense fog. This mist is waiting to be dissolved by the light of the sun beyond the sun, that is the spiritual wisdom and truth of the highest, when the right time for the winds of the heavenly world, the highest levels of life, brings them. Each one of you is a tiny spark of the Christ Spirit, and its great light is waiting to eventually start burning in all human hearts. And you are the only person who can uncover this light inside you, to care for and nurture it until it has the power of shining so brightly that the fogs of earth disperse before it. When this light is carefully and thoughtfully applied to wherever it is needed, in the end it grows so strong that it has the power of a wind from the heavens that blows through the consciousness of those surrounding you and gets rid of whatever is troubling them. As you mature spiritually, the conditions of your life change and the concerns of earthly life, which you found so troublesome in the past, no longer affect you this way. This is because you are now viewing everything that happens from the right perspective, that is as lessons that are part of the karmic debt some of you still have to pay, and therefore merely passing phases in humankind's individual and collective development. The road to heaven. Rays of wisdom, war and peace among nations, the road to heaven. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle Group of Spirit Guides that came to me as a Monday thought, 4th of September 2017. We, your spirit friends and helpers, although we are now dwelling in the world of light, we too once walked the pathway of earthly life. That is why we know the sorrows and difficulties of existing in a physical body that cannot yet perceive the beauty and wonders of the higher and highest worlds. We appreciate how hard the demands and temptations of your darkened road are. Yet, every one of you without exception has to walk it and eventually reaches the point when you have spiritually matured sufficiently to accept the conditions in which you find yourself. When you understand that every experience that ever came your way served the wise higher purpose of teaching you something, you begin to trust that the loving arms of the Great White Spirit, Father, Mother of all life, will forever be with you, to guide and protect and show you the way. Part of this are the angels and masters of the Christ Circle, the highest level of the spirit realm. All those on the less elevated levels are serving the higher ones. Something like a veil of consciousness separates earthly life from the spirit world, and all of us together, you on your side and we on our side of the veil, are God's children and siblings in the great family of life. Aware of the trials and tribulations that are an inevitable part of every earthly existence, each time we come to you it is done with a great longing in our hearts. We wish to help ever more of you to realize your own inner powers, and to tell you about the beautiful states of life that in the fullness of time will be waiting for each one of you. It's important for you to know that even the smallest effort of helping others find their way through their present existence is worthwhile and will never be wasted. Even though you are unlikely to see the results, keep on keeping on your predestined pathway back into God's light, your true home, and sharing the learning you'll find along the way with those around you. They too have a right to know that this is the road that in the end leads all of you into the light of conscious awareness of your oneness with God and all life. That which is commonly known in your world as heaven is a metaphor for a heavenly life that is filled with such bliss and peace that at present it will be quite beyond your imagination. So, while you are in this earthly life, dear friends, dream what you want to dream, go where you wish to go and be what you would like to be, provided you are willing to work hard enough. If you do not succeed, it doesn't matter too much, as there will always be another lifetime, and this will continue until the curriculum of the School of Earthly Life can teach you no more. Meanwhile, it needs bearing in mind that whatever we do is our creation, and that all life and everything within it moves in never-ending circles. As a result, that which we send into our world must return to us. This means that in every new lifetime we are sowing the seeds for all future ones. Those who insist on spreading fear, anger and aggression now, will inevitably have to face more of the same next time round. And for those who choose to send the Christ light from their loving hearts as their contribution towards the blessing and healing of our world and bringing peace, their energies too on their return journey are constantly gathering in strength and becoming every more powerful. The harvest of these wise ones is sure to be most bountiful and rich. Learning to love God. Rays of wisdom, comfort for the bereaved, white eagle on life and death. Learning to love God. Some believe that life stops at the moment of physical death and that it is a one-off thing. Wise ones, however, appreciate that in truth life is eternal, constantly moving forwards and upwards on a never-ending evolutionary spiral and that therefore there is no death. Just think, when you entered into your present earthly lifetime you were crying and everyone around you was smiling. Your turn for happiness comes when you depart from this life and the ones around you, who cannot yet appreciate what is really happening to you, are crying and may have to linger in their spiritual darkness until their time for joining you in the world of light has come. The essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in the Starlink message January 2012. Your loved ones who have left the earthly plane of life have not gone from you. They are by no means dead, but alive and well in the world of light, our realm. That is where all human spirits are constantly dwelling. It's just that from time to time a small part of it ventures forth into earthly life where it inhabits a physical body that serves as a vehicle for getting around and experiencing its new environment. This body is equipped with a rational and logical mind that has very limited horizons that separates the earthly part from the spirit aspect of its being. During the early stages of its earthly education, this small self cannot yet peer beyond the end of its nose. For a long time, the lower mind is focused on coming to grips with earthly terms only. In this state of ignorance, the spiritual side of life is dismissed out of hand. Everything that cannot be seen, weighed and measured is rejected as humbug and imaginations. Yet, through the learning the earthly self gains from its own experiences, it slowly grows in wisdom and understanding. With the passing of time over many lifetimes, the vision of its consciousness gradually expands. At a certain point of its development, the spirit nature of the small self stirs from its slumbers and it begins to take an interest in the spiritual aspects of life. Eventually, it comes to terms with the meaning of the concept of God, as the eternal spirit, who has brought everything that exists anywhere into being. This awakening brings the understanding that the spirit realm is not somewhere out there but on the inner level of earth life and that in this world there is no separation between anything. And that is where, in your quiet reflections and meditations, you can contact your loved ones through the power of thought. This enables you to see for yourself that what we are saying is true and that life really is eternal. Because each one of you is a spark of God's great light and having been created by its eternal spirit, it could not be any other way. God is love and the law of life is love and if you wish to know God, all you have to do is be yourself and conduct your life with love, for that is your true and eternal nature. God is in everything and everyone, including you. If you treat everything that is in your life with the love and respect it deserves, you are paying homage to the Great Father, Mother of all life and His, her creation. On the higher and highest levels of life, death does not exist and that is where your loved ones are now. Once your loving thoughts have connected you with each other, there will no longer be any doubt in your mind that you will always be together. That is when for you the time has come to comprehend that all healing consists of taking into your physical bodies the radiance of the eternal sun, the sun behind and above the sun in the sky above the earth. Each one of you has been granted the gift of another lifetime so that you may learn how to call upon this light and live by it. When you consciously breathe it in, ever more of God's light can enter the cells of your physical body and control them. We suggest that you breathe this light in for the healing of every aspect of your own being, mind and body, spirit and soul, and breathe it out as your contribution to the restoration of your whole world. At the beginning of everyone's earthly existence, the atoms of this body are so heavy and the pull of matter and material life is so strong that you temporarily forget about the existence of the light of the Great White Spirit, Father, Mother of all life, and its power to re-create, heal and make good whatever is in need of it throughout the whole of creation. Naturally, this also applies to you and the cells of your body.